Next case, please.
The next public hearing this evening is case number 12321. Mark Harbold seeks variances from the separation distance requirements for existing structures, sections 115.25 and 115.172 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southwest side of King Street, approximately 175 feet west of East State Drive, within the Camelot Manufactured Home Park. The 911 address is 36260 King Street, that's lot number 179, Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential, and the tax parcel ID is District 334, Map 13, Parcel 308.00, and it's Unit 50947. Specifically, the applicant is requesting a 2.6-foot variance from the required 20-foot separation distance for a manufactured home and with an existing deck and porch. Staff have noted that the applicant also requires a 2-foot separation variance from the required 20-foot separation distance for a shed from an adjoining dwelling. Staff would note that we have received zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and one mail return. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Mark Harbold. 36260 King Street, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, 19971.
Hi, Mark Hartman, 36356 East State Drive, Rehoboth Beach, 19971.
You said Hartman, right?
Hartman.
Hartman, Harbold.
Harbold or Hartman.
Yeah. And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Please explain your request and address the standards for us.
I am looking for a variance of 2 foot 6 inches from my newly built deck to my neighbor's house, which is now not the 20 foot separation that is apparently expected.
Okay.
So the uniqueness of the property is that the lots in this part of the neighborhood are narrow relative to the widths, and also installed in sort of a willy-nilly way that the houses do not parallel one another, even though the street is straight. The house on lot 179, which is the house I own, is centered on its lot, 14 feet 6 inches from the property line on the subject side. The home installed next door on lot 180, however, is only 8 foot 6 inches from the joint property line, so it is much closer to my house than other houses in the property.
And it was added later, after the fact.
Yeah, as the house in, the house I own is older. And this would seemingly allow development on lot 179, however, not when the 20-foot overall separation is concerned. The in addition to the house on lot 179, there's an existing sidewalk that actually predates the house, and it provides the only outdoor access to the rear of the home on the subject side. The stairs from the original rear porch terminated on that sidewalk, so that was the most logical and functional access to any development on the rear of the home. The home on lot 179, when installed in 2003, had a 36-inch sidewalk installed 18 inches from the home down the subject side, kicking out 4 foot 6 inches from the home at the rear. This all predates me. The home also had 5 foot wide deck extending the full width of the home installed across the back that was rotting and needed to be removed. The deck had 5-tread access stair on each side, but in the subject side terminated on the sidewalk, the existing sidewalk, 5 feet from the home. And number four, the deck and screen porch addition is in keeping with the neighborhood, matching several of the newer screen porch additions extant We use pressure-treated lumber for the deck, fence, railing, and frame, and match the roof pitch and shingles to the existing home. Since it is on the back of the home and backed by large holly trees, it is difficult to see from the street and the rear. And the neighbors on either side say it looks great. And number five, the new deck and screen porch addition extends no further out to the side from the home than the original deck stairs did, and is the minimum depth needed to allow functional access to the deck from the side yard between lots 179 and 180.
Okay. The questions for members of the board.
So you put the deck in the same footprints?
Yes. Exactly.
Actually, it's actually smaller.
Than what it was?
Just width-wise.
Width-wise.
Width-wise. It's actually smaller than what the existing was prior. The existing deck actually went all the way to the end of the sidewalk, and the steps terminated down onto the sidewalk.
Okay.
Whereas this actually terminates before the end of the sidewalk. And if you look at the photos, of a photo that shows you exactly where we actually brought the steps on the side of the sidewalk so that we did not exceed past that point. So we didn't go past the point that was there.
You brought it inside the house.
Yes.
Yeah. Turned them 90 degrees and came down the side of the house. Yeah.
Yes.
Do you have a photo?
So you can see. Oh, we have the photo.
We have that.
We have that.
Yes. Okay.
We're looking at it.
Yeah,
We also have a Google Earth photo as well that shows the existing deck and how far it actually extended out from, I believe, 4 years ago.
Is that this one? Because that doesn't help a bit.
You can't see that at all.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Mr. Sharp, you have any questions?
The shed that's in the rear yard there, how long has that been there?
That was there when I bought the house.
Can it be moved into compliance, or is it on?
I don't think it's not in compliance. That's not the subject of this.
Well, it is actually. I think staff may have caught this after the application. The shed.
Okay, because this tonight's the first I heard.
Yeah, and that's, we try to clean up as many of these things that come before us as we can. There is a shed that's 18 feet from the dwelling on the other side. And there's supposed to be a 20-foot separation distance. So I take it what you're telling me is that shed predated your ownership of this property?
Yes, sir.
Do you know if it was placed there prior to the dwelling on the neighboring lot?
Actually, I've actually lived in the community quite a bit longer than Mark has, and I actually talked him into moving there. The original shed that was there was prior to the community ended up purchasing the property back, or took it back from the original owners that lost it. It was in bad repair, and they replaced it and then sold the property to him. There was an existing shed there originally. In actuality, there's actually a concrete pad in the front of where the original shed was. They actually set it back further than where the original shed was.
Have there been any complaints about the shed?
None.
And we actually have letters from the neighbors on either side stating that it's a much better improvement from what was there originally.
Well, and 178, which would be the home that is 18 feet from the shed that I just found out about now, but that actually was a single wide,
and they
it's
actually
been increased to a double wide in my direction.
And they encroached on.
So they made it 18 feet.
All right, and that's helpful, I think, for the board to know the history on that.
Yeah, they started out a single wide, and then they actually built onto it and added an addition in turn, making
a 10-foot.
They built closer to the shed.
Closer to the shed, as it turned out.
So it's their violation, not yours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I don't have a problem with it.
I know that they're nice people. You know, you got the screen porch in the rear yard. Do you have bug problems back there at all?
It's ridiculous. The community is just a
mosquitoes
are horrendous. You can't even enjoy the outside unless you have a screened in porch.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I have no further questions, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Is there anyone here in favor of this application? Is there anyone in opposition to this application? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we approve case number 12,321. Does that feel to meet the standards for the granting of the variance?
Very well. Is there a second?
A second.
Motion and a second. So by roll call vote, Mr. Workman.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Ms. McGee.
Aye for the reasons.
Mr. Williamson.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Callaway.
Aye for my reasons stated.
And I too for the reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, your case is approved.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very kindly.